You're listening to Linux News Log, separating the Linux and open source signal from the noise.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/quicksurf. Over 85,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Hey everybody, how's it going? I am your host, Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio MC1 at Quicksurf Internet Services. Linux News Log is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to techpodcast.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there. I'd like to encourage everybody to visit us online at linux.quicksurf.com. You can shoot me an email, linux@quicksurf.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, Google+, FriendFeed, Facebook. There's a whole list of places you can follow me online. I have them all linked up in the show notes, which you can find at the website. And with that, let's go ahead and get into the stories for this episode. Starting off at Desktop Linux, Linux Mint 12 Release Candidate 1 adds GNOME 2.x like extensions to GNOME 3.2. Linux Mint Lisa was released based on Ubuntu 11.10 and Linux 3.0. Release Candidate 1 offers GNOME 3.2, but augments it with the, and I'm using air quotes here, MGSE extensions, which are designed to let users customize a GNOME 2.3x-like desktop environment. And Mint also supplies a GNOME 2.x clone called Mate. So, pretty interesting stuff. Now, obviously, the Ubuntu has adopted the new GNOME 3.0 or their Unity desktop is what they're calling it. Pretty interesting stuff. Check it out by all means if you are a Linux Mint user. From MarketWatch, the Linux Foundation announces a program for Automotive Linux Summit. The Linux Foundation, the nonprofit organization dedicated to accelerating the growth of Linux, today announced this program for the first ever Automotive Linux Summit, taking place November 28th, 2011 in Yokohama, Japan. Pretty nice. Now, the Automotive Linux Summit brings together the brightest minds from the automotive industry, the Linux developer community, and the mobility ecosystem. So they're claiming to be the premier vendor-neutral business and technical conference, which focuses on Linux and automotive technologies. So if you're interested in something like that, by all means, check it out. Also from MarketWatch, we seem to have a rash of MarketWatch stories in this episode. I don't know what's going on with that. SGI UV achieves the largest certified configuration for Red Hat Enterprise Linux 6. This is pretty cool. Red Hat, obviously, is the world's leading provider of open source solutions, and SGI is a trusted leader in technical computing. Together, they today have announced Red Hat has certified SGI servers with the largest x86 server configuration to date for Red Hat Enterprise Linux operating system. The announcement is made in conjunction with the SC11 Supercomputing Conference in Seattle, Washington, which is running November 12th. Through the 18th, so they're a couple of days in. The certification highlights the benefits of the newest generation of Intel processors and SGI's high-performance computing technology for customers with data-intensive workloads requiring outstanding performance and a high-density form factor with excellent power efficiency. So they're targeting high-end supercomputing, large-scale database, data analytic environments, et cetera, et cetera. Check it out if you're in the market for something like that. Pretty neat stuff. From the Enquirer, Red Hat reveals that Red Hat Enterprise Linux 6 will support AMD's Bulldozer power saving features. Now, AMD just recently announced a new configuration of Bulldozer where it's 16 cores, if I remember correctly. That's a lot of cores on one CPU. The story here says Red Hat has said that its upcoming Red Hat Enterprise Linux 6.2 will support all of the power saving features of AMD's Bulldozer Opteron processors. So the Bulldozer Opteron chips deliver a number of new features that the firm claims help it beat Intel Xeon processors. That's kind of a wash if you look at the benchmarks and statistics. When it comes to the all-important power consumption, though, this is where they're making their claim. The problem is few operating systems actually make use of AMD's power tweaks, such as the C6 state, but Red Hat has confirmed that Red Hat Enterprise Linux 6.2 will support all of Bulldozer's power-saving features. So if you want to have a fairly high-performance server that will use low power when it's not needed, the combination of the AMD's Bulldozer Opteron processors with Red Hat Enterprise Linux 6.2 is the way to go. So pretty awesome stuff. Our third story from MarketWatch, again, I don't know what's going on with the whole MarketWatch thing in this episode, but they seem to be popular, at least in the little thing that I have where I gather the news. Wind River introduces a smart gateway platform enabling a new class of IP services. This is pretty interesting stuff. Wind River Platform for Gateways is the initial offering in a series of smart gateway solutions designed to expand IP services into the home. Sumitomo Electric Networks is the first customer for the Wind River Platform for Gateways, which is pretty neat. Not only have they announced it, they already have a customer. Now, for those of you who don't know, Wind River is a world leader in embedded and mobile software. They have introduced the Wind River Platform for Gateways. It's a software platform for the development of smart gateways. They're initially targeting the residential gateway market. It's the first in a series of smart gateway solutions from Wind River that begin to address the machine-to-machine technology needs. I don't know what that even means. Sumitomo Electric Networks is a leading provider of broadband access equipment for major carrier customers in Japan, and they're currently using Wind River Platform for Gateways to develop its newest line of service gateways. So I'm curious to see what they're going to bring to the table other than having a Linux-powered cable modem or Linux-powered Wi-Fi router or what have you. I'm a little curious to see what they're going to bring to the table, but still, nonetheless, pretty interesting stuff. From SacBee.com, which is the Sacramento Bee, in their PR Newswire section, Penguin Computing selects Dot Hill Storage for high-performance computing solutions. They're delivering five nines of availability in a scalable, flexible platform. For those of you who don't know, five nines is 99.999% uptime. That's a very lofty goal. Dot Hill Systems Corp., a leading provider of unified virtual storage and SAN storage solutions, today announced that Penguin Computing, a global leader in high-performance computing, delivering complete integrated HPC solutions from the workstation to the cloud, has selected the Dot Hill Assured SAN 3000 series as a key component for its HPC storage solutions. So under the terms of this agreement, Penguin will leverage Dot Hill's award-winning Assured SAN 3000 series storage systems. Those offer 8 gigabit fiber channel, 10 gigabit iSCSI, and 6 gigabit serially attached SCSI host interface options. The Assured SAN 3000 series is optimized for Linux environments and supports demanding workloads and solid performances with the five nines of availability using many of Dot Hill's patented technologies. So pretty interesting stuff, I would say. The last story that we have for this particular episode I got from PC World. It's pretty interesting. It's entitled Need Linux Skills. Everybody can always brush up a little bit on their Linux skills-ish. Well, this blog posting, it's the Linux Line blog over at PC World, lists 12 places where you can learn Linux skills online. Now, I'm not going to go through all of these because, I don't want to get in trouble for giving away everything and all that good stuff. We've gone through this many times, but the number one, paulpaulito.com, Red Hat is in there, the Linux Foundation is in there, Canonical, IBM, Linux Certified, There's actually quite a few places you can learn Linux skills online. So pretty interesting. If you're looking to do Linux, learn new Linux skills or brush up on your skills or any of that nature, this is definitely something to check out. That will do it for this episode of Linux News Log. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes. Just visit us online, linux.quickshrift.com. You can shoot me an email with feedback, comments, stories you want me to potentially include in the episode at linux@quickshrift.com. You can follow me online, Twitter, Facebook, friend feed, Google Plus, et cetera, et cetera. That's all linked up in the show notes as well that you can find online. And with that, I will see all of you on the next episode. See you then. Bye.